Hello, Augustus.
Good afternoon, Lily.
Augustus, now tell us, has Saturn began?
Saturn is still yet to begin. Saturn, upon the request by the Speaker of Parliament for Parliament to reconvene after recess, was to start at 10 a.m. And we are still waiting for the Speaker to be ushered into the Chamber of Parliament. Members of Parliament are here in their numbers. I can see a virtually full house. MPs are here. What they're doing so far has been just going around, shaking hands with colleagues, just chatted. And the atmosphere here is very, very lively. And members, as I said, are here in their numbers.
Augustus, I believe you spoke to some of the MPs. What are the expectations?
Well, per the motion that upon the memorandum that the Honourable Muntaka Mohammed, the minority chief whip, and the MP for North Tong, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa, they penciled the memorandum to the Speaker requesting that the Parliament be reconvened. Now, by the Constitution, 15% of members, at least 15% of members of Parliament can request that the Speaker calls members to reconvene even though they are not in session. And so, granted, the memorandum that was tabled to the Speaker's office, the Speaker, 2 days later, summoned members of Parliament to come. And the agenda, like you rightly said in the narration, was for Parliament to investigate the Trade Ministry's funds that they had taken from the expatriate awards. Members from the minority side are very upbeat about the memorandum that their colleagues tabled. They feel that this is a matter that should not be swept under the carpet, that it should be something of public interest. And so, as representatives of the people, members of Parliament would have to know the full facts of the issue and be abreast with whether somebody did wrong or right in organizing the awards and the involvement of the Ministry of Trade in the whole enterprise. Members of the majority side spoken to are saying since the matter has been discussed thoroughly and they feel that the Ministry of Trade has come out, the ministers and deputies have come out to explain the intricacies of what went on, and so they really don't see the need for Parliament to be recalled from recess at the expense of the taxpayer to come and convene and discuss a matter that they feel it's an overflocked horse.
Okay, thank you, Augustus. That was our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Okwe.